Okay. I was really, really surprised because the person that told me that I was up for nomination was my daughter, who is 23 years old. But when she came to me and told me, she sounded like she was 12 years old. So it was pretty exciting because I hadn't gotten a reaction out of her like that in quite a while, you know. But, you know, it really, really has never been about anything that I did. It's pretty much about what we did as a team. You know, I got the opportunity to play for the Patriots in 1973. You know, Coach Fairbanks and Buck O'Kilroy and Billy Sullivan gave me the opportunity, and gave all of us, John and Daryl, and in that whole year, the opportunity to come and be a part of something special. I didn't know how special it was until we actually got rolling down the line. But to get an honor like this, because I mean, it's you know, it was just part of what we did. What I did is just come to work and try to do the best that I could do and be a part of something. You know, not be the biggest part of something, but be a part of something, and to be rewarded in this way, you know, to be nominated number one by the panel, and then to be rewarded, you know, because of the fans and what they enjoy, what they saw, and what they remembered is really, really special. You know, the two other people that were on the nomination list, John Morris and Houston, Antoine, both deserve this as much as I do, or maybe even more so, because they were before me. They set the foundation for us, and you know, I voted for them a couple times, but I voted for myself more, so I'm not sure if that's, you know, that's what I was supposed to do, but that's what I did. But I got a chance to play with John a little bit and learned a lot from him just by watching how he carried himself and how he went about his everyday work. And he gave me a picture of what, you know, we should do, as I'm sure other players and teammates on the team. So I'm just, you know, ecstatic about being a part of the Hall of Fame and the Patriots Hall of Fame, because there's so many great players. And I think it's about five or six that I've played with. So, you know, it's just nice to be a part of that and to be hooked up with him again to get a chance to be a part of something very special.
You mentioned, does it mean a little bit more that it was the fans who ultimately gave you this honor?
Can you repeat that, please?
I said, does it mean a little bit more that it was the fans who did select you?
It means an awful lot because you know, whenever I played, you know, from a little kid, it was always wasn't so much about what I was doing, but about what fans saw and what they enjoyed. You know, I mean, I knew as a team we could, if we got good enough, we could make it, you know, something wonderful for the fans, because in my mind, you know, New England has some of the greatest fans in the world, because they turned out, you know, 100 degree weather and minus degree weather, and whether we was winning, whether we was losing, they came and they supported us and you know, kind of kept us going, you know. So for them to be remembered by them is you know, is wonderful, because, you know, at the end of the day, that's all you got, is what people remember, how you went about what you did. So, yeah, it was.
Sam, could you talk about the way the fullback position has evolved in today's game and the era when you ran with the ball and gained 500, 600, 700, 800, even 1,000 yards a season? That's out the door for fullbacks nowadays.
Well, it has changed. You know, the offensive schemes and whatnot have changed. Maybe the mindset of the coaches. You know, we were more like dominate you at the line of scrimmage type. You know, we tried to outrun you. We tried to be more athletic than them. And you know, I guess. I'm kind of a weird fullback, because when I came out of SC, I was just more of a blocking fullback. But I always had the ability to run the ball, and I always had the ability to catch the ball. But I enjoy blocking, and that's what kind of set me a little bit apart, you know, from everybody else. I believe, you know, Coach Fairbanks we played a game against Oklahoma, and while I was at USC, and Coach Fairbanks was the coach at the time, and he remembered that I could also run the ball even though I blocked, so maybe that had something to do with him and them drafting me to New England when he got that job. So, but the way the fullbacks are now, you know, I probably wouldn't be able to – I'd probably be a tight end or something of that nature because I was so tall and big and you know, they're a lot of them are like about 6'1", you know, they're probably the right size for a fullback. I was probably a little bit too big, but somehow I made it work. We made it work. But I believe a lot of these fullbacks that are playing now have the ability to do the same thing that we did back in the day if those offenses were the norm, because, you know, everybody's gotten so big, so fast, so strong that they've had to change the way you block at the point of attack, and you know, we were smaller, so we could actually run and be a little more athletic from side to side, you know, there. So for that reason, it has changed, you know. But I mean, you know, if you're a good athlete, if you're a good fullback, if you know, and you can play, you can play. So that's the whole key to the whole deal, you know.
Sam, you're pretty well known for your accomplishments at SC and everything happened in your years there. Is it pretty satisfying for you to have this kind of recognition for your pro career as well?
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, I just, you know, coming from California and going to the East Coast, to Boston, to the New England area was different because it was so far away from home, and I didn't really have any family or friends at that time. So, you know, I didn't know how I was going to adjust, but, you know, there were people, you know, that I made friends with and watched over me and took care of me and gave me the opportunity to just concentrate on trying to be the best that I could be and help the team. You know, and I mean, you know, Coach Fairbanks laid down the game plan of what he wanted to do and what he wanted to accomplish, and he started bringing in players and team and teammates of ours that could get that done, and it made it awful easy. I mean, you know, not ridiculously easy, but awful easy to work the game plan, because, you know, we all had a great understanding about winning and trying to win championships. So to be remembered by the fans, to be remembered by, you know, anybody is wonderful, but, you know, it you know, I'm just happy that I could come and be a part of something and leave those memories there so that they remember it, you know, because, I mean, when you start, you don't worry about what's going to happen at the end, and I've been very, very blessed to have a lot of good things happen to me lately, like in the last month. So, you know, and this being one of them up there, you know, because, you know, Hall of Fames are very, very special, because that means that you've done well and you've played with very, very good people and played with very, very good coaches, and it's one way to be remembered and to keep the legacy of alive for what we were at that time. Hello? Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Next question, guys.
Okay.
And has there been at all a healing process for you since not playing for the Patriots and getting to a point that you can feel good about coming back here?
It isn't so much a healing process. It's just that, and it wasn't so much how, I mean, the last 2 years that I played, my mother passed away in the 81 and my dad passed away in 82. So, they were a large motivation for me to play and do and be special at what I did. And when they passed, it made it kind of tough to, you know, to travel 3,000 miles to go to work. I mean, not that I wouldn't have done it, but then also on the other side, there were other issues that were in there. But, you know, I mean, for me, I went home and tried to take care of my brothers and whatnot that depended on me and depended on us at the time. So for many years, my mind wasn't on the Patriots because I was busy taking care of them and taking care of my immediate family and doing that. But, you know, to get the opportunity to come back, I guess, last September, and see how things have changed and get a chance to meet Mr. Kraft and his wife Myra. Meet some of my, reacquaint myself with some of my old teammates and whatnot. It was a great time in my life, regardless of how it ended or how it went. But, so I'm not sure the healing process is the right word, but it's just a passage of time that I think every player has to go through. And sometimes, the further out you get, the better it gets when you go back. And I got that opportunity to come back and just feel, what the fans felt for me and relive and remember some good times that we spent together trying to make something really, really successful.
And Sam, in that time you came back and you mentioned you got to see a little bit of the way things are now, what were your impressions of how they were different under Robert Kraft and his family?
Well, I mean, he understands from a fan's perspective of what he would like, and so because he him and his family understand that, they've made it very, very special for the fans and the New England area to be proud of the team that they are. Not that they weren't proud before, but he has the wherewithal to make it a destination, make it something special, make it, bring about a culture of winning and winning championships, not just winning football games. At the end of the day, it's all about winning championships. And, if you have everything in place to do that, it's a lot easier to go about that business. And back in the day, it was a good deal. I mean, playing football. I mean, I would play football in the parking lot for nothing if necessary, because that's just what I enjoyed doing. To get the opportunity to be a professional football player was special, because I had never ever dreamed about being one until maybe my junior year at SC, when I saw other teammates of mine playing. So, I will always be thankful to Billy Sullivan, his family, giving me that, I'm sure, a lot of opportunity to be a part of something really, really special, and to be named for the 50th anniversary team and to be nominated and picked to go into the Patriots Hall of Fame is just, wonderful and special, because, at the end of the day, all those things were not on my mind when I started playing football. I just kind of played football because I loved it and I enjoyed it, and it was a way to be part of something special, and I got a chance to play with enough people that were special and good that at the end of the day, I get to be a part into something very, very special with some of them and with some other ones of my teammates that, hopefully one day will be in.
Sam, what was that night like then at the Kraft House in Brookline, and what do you take from it? And Mr. Kraft was really pretty open about sharing a story, too, that he had of John Hanna talking about you.
Well, the night was special because anytime that you go to an amazing amazing house like that is special, And I mean, he opened the doors to us, and there were four or five generations of Patriot players that had stories that let all of us know that we're all part of the same family. We're all part of the same family, I got a chance to meet some of the older players that I had met and some that I hadn't met. And some of the younger ones that, I've watched and just marveled at how they went about their business and done what they've done. And, after having done that, I have a better understanding. I have a better appreciation of what Mr. Kraft and his family has done to turn the culture around into a positive deal, into a championship culture, into what, you know, I've always been used to, because in high school I didn't lose that many games, in college I didn't lose that many games, and really didn't lose that many in up in New England, but you know, the little time I was there, we didn't quite get to the promised land where we wanted to go, which is a Super Bowl, but we were always striving to do that, and that was always the mindset. So that night at the Kraft House was special because it gave a multitude of players an opportunity to be with one another and find out that all of us pretty much think pretty much the same about how we went about doing what we did.
All right. Well, congratulations, Sam. We look forward to seeing you here in a couple months.
Well, I really appreciate you guys giving a call and asking questions, and I hope I answered them well enough for you. And if not, you can catch me in a couple of months and ask me some more. But looking forward to coming back and being a part of the celebration and seeing some of my teammates and just hanging out and having a good time. So I appreciate this opportunity just to say and tell everybody thank you, especially the fans for making this special day happen, this special thing happen. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sam. I really appreciate it.